You're listening to KPCRadio.com.
Welcome, welcome. You know what time it is. It's about 9:45 a.m. on Sunday. Hey, yes, you guessed it. May 24th, 2015. Either way. And it's about, let's see here. Oh, is this the right degrees? I don't know if that's the right degrees. Let's see, I think it warmed up a little bit. It's refreshing. No, it says it's about 60 degrees in Woodland Hills. And welcome to In the Hot Box with Doc Rio right here. And this is Mario Lawson this Memorial Day weekend. And, well, I've had some things on my heart and my chest that I wanted to talk about and I wanted to express. And mainly, you know, I wanted to honor those out there who didn't come home, who sacrificed themselves for us. Some who even stood by my side. Those who gave their heart and their soul to defend what they felt was right. This country, this home, this place we call home, this ununified sanctuary we called home. This place that we were once proud to be called Americans. This place where we once stood together in unity. I remember us standing up and saying, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with truth. Uh-oh. I'm almost forgetting it. Indivisible. Yeah. I forgot the American. Whoa. See what I'm saying? I'm so distracted. I can't even remember it anymore. Kids don't even say it in school anymore. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And no, I didn't look it up. I literally had to stop myself and say, whoa, Superman is starting to envelop into my understanding of what I used to say every day as a child. I mean, this really hurts me right now. This really makes me feel disenchanted from my home right now. You know, I played the bugle when I was in the military. No, that wasn't my job, but it was given to me, assigned by my Lieutenant Coglianese. You probably see him on my Facebook. Coglianese thought it was a funny gesture because he knew I was a trumpet player growing up. And I gave him a funny look. We were a cav platoon. You know, our job is to go out and find the enemy and not be found. And you want me to go out there with a bugle? This is not the cavalry days. I mean, I'm a proud cavalry scout. Don't get me wrong. I even wear any of the official gear for the cavalry, the Stetson, you know, the ascot. I loved you. You can ask my unit. They will all tell you I practically slept in the ascot. All right. Nothing against any of traditions. But when it came for wartime, I wasn't expecting to take it overseas. And I may not have the coins anymore. I had a guy, a Navy guy the other day, show me his coins, you know. I had nothing. I've lost a lot in my time. But, you know, we get back to things. We lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of friends. I don't know what else to say to that. I don't know why I'm so down about things today. I am. I miss a lot of people that I met throughout the years that are no longer with us, who may be even still deployed, who may be MIA. I miss a lot of hearts and souls that I saw out there that are good people. There were some terrible people out there, and I don't rightfully miss them, but I don't wish them any harm either. You know why? Because we all bled green in my book. Now it's, what is it, ACU, or now it's changing over to something else. But we all, in our terms, in the Army, we all bled green. And as a Cav Scout, even though we had sibling rivalries with the tankers and infantry, especially infantry, because we never got our medals for winning, we always whipped y'all behinds. NPR radio, what do you think I'm going to say? But this is not officially NPR radio, for those who don't know. This is kpcradio.com, and this is Mario Lawson right here on the air ranting on Memorial Day. So this is Student Run Radio. Yes, we run it. We put it together. And right now I'm actually broadcasting on a few different systems, trying to test out what system we're going to really or maybe possibly using next fall. So I hope all these systems right now work. I'm actually broadcasting and testing them out from my home. So I'm not in the studio, kpcradio.com, but I'm still in my head in the studio. And it's just one of those days that I'm feeling the weight finally. I'm feeling the weight of being a veteran. I think I spent so many years pushing I spent 15 years pushing to get benefits, to actually have them look at me as a patient, to look at me for what I came back from. You know what I mean? I wasn't the same person after the military. I think there are some things you train for and you go through, and your mind sees life a different way. And when I got out of the military, I got into the wrong world. I saw the world differently. I saw the world as it's no use anymore. And maybe that's just a symptom of growing up in South Central Los Angeles. It could be anything. I don't want to blame anything, but this is what I went through. And I didn't get in my head that I was seeing life from a totally different perspective. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles in the middle of a war zone, only to join the military. It seems pretty much ironic. I had people tell me that they thought I was going to die before I left. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die before I was 21. But I survived. And once I survived, I don't think I had a plan. I don't think I had a plan. I think that's a very important step to the transition of getting out of the military. I think if you go to the military after school, you feel like you're getting out of something when you finalize it, or you graduated the next step. But the question is, did you come out with a plan? I think a lot of soldiers come back and not know what to even think about doing. They come back to a world that half the world hates them and the other half of the world celebrates them. And nowadays, which is, I love the celebration of nowadays, but I think a lot of us veterans talk about this all the time. You know, the fact that people say thank you for your service, and it kind of makes us cringe because it gives us a flashback, but at the same time, we do appreciate it. I'm not trying to say we don't appreciate the fact that you do appreciate it, because we came back to a time when I can say that some came back to a time when we did not want war. You know, I was during the Clinton administration. Of course, we didn't want war. I don't think we were told we appreciated, our service was appreciated as much during that time. I think nowadays it's more of a, it's a stronger thought. Maybe that's because of where I'm at. It could be locale. Locale could be the change. I was in the South. for 8 years. A place where I learned the full aspect of racism. Growing up in LA, you don't know what racism really is. We think we know what racism is. We think we know what street racism is. But when it comes down to it, the only people who really know what racism is in Los Angeles are those locked up in prison. Those who have been persecuted by racist arms of the law. Everybody else is dealt with on a lighter basis. Everybody else is dealt with eyes that are lightly glanced over. And I don't want to blame anyone who happens to have those stereotypes, because it is not their fault. I noticed I have racist tendencies. Yes, I call them racist tendencies. Why? Because they come from a stimulation of stereotypical aspects of how we look at other races. And no matter how much, I think somebody needed to say this. I mean, I think somebody, it had to be somebody black, of course, that needed to say this. Everyone's racist. Everyone is racist and stereotypical, no matter how much they say they aren't. I know we have certain people that we work with on a daily basis who will go to extremes and point out they are not racist. But even if they weren't or are striving not to be, their parents were. And their parents have laid down a law of racism upon them. It is a very touchy subject that I don't want to as much go into, but it has to be spoken of. You guys have to speak amongst yourselves about this. We went to a camp. When I was a kid, we went to a camp called Brotherhood Sisterhood USA, where they put this on the table. They put all our business on the table. Everybody's lifestyle was put on the line. Why? Because the National Conference of Christians and Jews, or I can't remember what they're called. I might have to look that up real quick. But the National Conference of Christians and Jews built this program so that the community can be seen differently from an inside. I know hundreds, maybe even thousands of you who went through this program. Not only went through this program as members of the program, but went through the program as youth leaders. And some of you guys even went even further and became staff. And I believe this program still goes on today. Look it up, Brotherhood Sisterhood USA. No, maybe it doesn't, but they are on Facebook. I know they're on Facebook. Look them up. Anyway, Brotherhood Sisterhood wakes up everybody's faces. I mean, everybody's minds, everybody's faces. Takes everybody's faces, puts them all in the same places, and wakes up their minds. Yes, wakes up their minds. And when I say wakes up their minds, okay, let's look at it from this aspect. This is the important aspect where I'm talking about. I want each of you guys in groups on this campus to challenge yourselves. We have a multicultural day next semester. It's coming up, fall semester. We have a multicultural day. I want you guys on that multicultural day to challenge yourselves. I want you guys to put in this multicultural festival a list of quick stereotypes. I want each of you guys in your groups, you know, quick stereotypes of what you think about the people from other countries, or what's your quick aspect. If you just came to quick words and you just set them in a group of your peers of your same race, of your same culture, just write down a list. And I want you guys to get that list together. And I want you guys to put that list on the board so everybody sees it. All races, all cultures, all together sees it. And you guys all talk about it. Challenge yourself to take the pain, to take the endurance, to take the understanding of it. That's what they put us through at Brother and Sisterhood USA. And we're adults at college. I don't care if you just got out of high school and you think you're not an adult. You're an adult. You're 18. We were just out of junior high school. We were in a place where people broke down in tears because of their family values. Family values that they're born, not born with, but raised with. Family values that they're raised with that came from their community. Not only their community, television, news, media. These values are where it are keeping us apart. And those people who went and became prisoners of war, POW, missing in action, MIA, or lost their life serving this country. That's what they fought for. Unity, a United States of America, until the Republic of which it stands. Okay? The Republic is us, the people. And you guys out here are the new students. You are the next generation of people. Many of you are much smarter because of social media. But where are you using that common sense? Where are you using that ground? Are you going to the polls and voting? Are you getting out? No, you're not getting out there. Only 312 voted. 312 people voted from Pierce College out of 23,000 people. That's only 2% of you guys got out there to the polls and voted for trustee, student trustee. That is your voice on campus. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm pretty angry about this. I'm pretty angry about this, and I'm pretty depressed about a campus where we have more military students than UCLA. A campus that I can go to and go to counseling and go see a military counselor and then be told on this campus that I don't need to see a military counselor unless I'm using GI Bill. Using my GI Bill on this campus. It's a community college. 90% of our veterans are not using the GI Bill. 90% of our veterans would like to talk to somebody who understands them as a veteran, not as a regular student, who understands that it may take a moment for them to contemplate the concept of how college is a little bit different than our military standard, which is idiot-proof. I said it. Military is set up to be idiot-proof. That means even Private Pyle, quote unquote, stereotype, Private Pyle can do it. Okay? And so this is what I'm out here talking about. I'm putting my word out here because we need a veteran center. We need real veterans counselors. We need veteran staff. And our veteran staff that is out here on this campus today is doing the best that they can with a whole bunch of students. But yet and still, it's taken forever. Kathy Oberon has been pushing for it, okay? Other people on this campus have been pushing for it over and time and a time and time again. And now we have the SVA, Student Veterans of America Club, right here on campus, doing the best they can pushing for it. And yet and still, 312 people went out to the polls. How many of those people were military? Maybe more, majority of them. So that means you guys as students, if you actually feel like you say you do when you say I appreciate your service, get out to the polls and vote. Get out to the polls and stand up for your rights, because that is showing us that you really appreciate us. That is showing those out there who died for us that you appreciate them. Okay? Get out there, guys. I mean, I didn't come on here to bash anyone, but I wanted you guys to really, really think about this. Take a moment and think about what I just said. If you got to play it back again. I don't really care about the hits. I'm not here to put this out for the hits. I'm here out here to get this information out, because your future is why you go to school. Your future is why you're spending time, money, your heart, your soul, your pain. And if you're not fighting for your future right now, how much are you going to fight for your future in the future? That's pretty much all I got to say. I'm going to play a track on my way out. But that's it for me today. If you're out this weekend and you're partying, make sure you get a designated driver. I don't care what you're doing out there. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. You can tell me anything. I don't need to tell the world what you're doing out there. But if you're doing something and you feel like you're intoxicated and you're on the road, you need to pull over and call an Uber. Look at the bottom of this post. You'll find an Uber code. Look at the bottom of this post. And I may even give you links to even more codes than that. Take an Uber, take a sidecar, take a Lyft. Doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. Okay? Get home safe. And if you're out having sex, you know what I'm saying, with somebody you just picked up in the club, make sure you strap up and wear a condom. All right? Now, and if you ever are on campuses next week and you're running out of condoms or whatever, you know, you can stop by the Student Health Center. Free condoms. F-R-E-E. Can't beat it. Anyway, this is Mario Lawson signing off in the hot box on kpcradio.com.
KPCRadio.com.